Sometimes things just need to be mentioned. In 2020, during the pandemic, we began having different men of the congregation do the Lord's Supper meditations. Like his brother the week before, this was AJ's first time to do the Lord's Supper meditation. AJ, amen to what you had to say from God's Word. 72 different men have done the Lord's Supper meditation here at Westside in the last 5 or so years. So thank you, men who've done that. And we've had a number who are not part of this congregation that we've asked, like Logan Summers and others who've come back as our guest. That's a wonderful thing. And more men are being added all the time. One text, two sermons, about 22 minutes. How about that? One text, two sermons, about 22 minutes. Without further ado, focus on 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. One of the great themes of this passage is qualities, attitudes toward the Word. Three attitudes we should have toward the Word of God. Attitude number one, impeccability. Notice the last four words of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Scripture is the Word of truth. When Scripture speaks, God speaks. The idea is God's written word is just as inspired, just as authoritative as His spoken word. You think of that from Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Psalm 119, 105. That forever, O Lord, is your word settled in heaven. Psalm 119 and verse 89. The sum, S-U-M, of your word is truth. Psalm 119, 160. You look at this, the Word of God is impeccable. It is the Word of truth. It is God speaking to people. And we need to handle God's Word with care because God is speaking. Now, a second quality to notice. A second quality to notice is the quality of trustworthiness, responsibility, I should say. Responsibility, the quality, the attitude that we should possess in approaching Scripture, it is impeccable, but also we must be responsible. Notice the text talks about handling aright the Word of truth. It literally means making straight cuts. To make straight cuts, not crooked ones, with Scripture. You think about our responsible attitude towards Scripture, look at the very beginning of it where it says, give diligence, or make every effort, or do your best, or study. Terms like this entails a commitment, a strong commitment to handling properly God's Word. So first of all, what did we have? Impeccability. Second, what did we have? Responsibility. Third, concerning our attitude toward the Bible, accountability. Accountability. Notice how 2 Timothy 2:15 begins. Give diligence, make every effort to present yourself approved to God. To God. We'll be accountable to Him. He's going to ask us, how did you handle and embrace and practice my word? We'll be accountable to Him. The word that God has spoken, the same will judge us in the last day, John 12 and verse 48. Ultimately, while I hope that the sermons and classes and things of that nature please you, and I know Adam does too, as your preachers, ultimately we're about pleasing the Lord. Because then the Lord will be happy, and so should His people. The Bible says of Jesus, I always do the things that are well-pleasing to Him. We want to please Him. Galatians 1, verses 10 and 11. One sermon down. Second sermon, and this is the one that I used as the title for tonight. Anatomy of a Faithful Life. So many people talk about wanting to hear the well done, good and faithful servant, Matthew 25, 21. So many people think of Paul's closing words and think that it would fit them too. I have finished the course. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. In 2 Timothy 2:15, one finds an anatomy of a life well lived. The type of individual that the Lord will say, enter into the joys prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Here are three questions for us to constantly ask ourselves based on 2 Timothy 2:15. Are you with me? Three questions to constantly ask ourselves by way of self-evaluation in view of the day that we go from this world to another. Enter eternity. Question number one. Is the word well used? Is the word well used? Handling aright, properly dividing the word of truth. We are to love the word. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. We are to apply the word, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. James 1:22. It has the word been well used? Is the word well used in our lives? Do we teach others the word? 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. The word well used. If I want to be right with God, if I want the anatomy of a life well lived, the question ever before me is the word being well used. Buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23:23. Second question. Is the work well done? Is the work being well done? The passage talks about a workman that needs not to be ashamed, that's trustworthy and loyal and dependable. But when you look at the surrounding verses, 2 Timothy 2:14, then 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16, and 2 Timothy 2, verse 18, all three of those verses are about bad workmen. There is verse 15, and it's marks of a good workman. One that needs not be ashamed. Is the work well done? Is the word being well used? You know, there's a lot of ways that maybe the work's not well done. It's hard to do the work of God without sacrifice. It's hard to do God's work without sacrifice. David would say in 2 Samuel, I will not offer unto God that which costs me nothing. When we give ourselves to the Lord, it impacts every area of our lives. 2 Corinthians 8:5. Some people do God's work without savvy. And that's a word that's not used much anymore. I'll explain it. Without savvy. S-A-V-V-Y. Savvy has to do with good sense, good judgment, and with energy. A lot of people remember it, and several of you are shaking your heads kind of like this, but it's kind of fell into disuse, and I suspect it's because a lot of work is done minus savvy. But the work of God ought to be done with savvy, not with foolishness. Here's the third question. Is the word well used? Is the work being well done? In other words, doing our best. using our talents and gifts. Here's the third question. Is the Lord well pleased? Is the Lord being well pleased? When it's all said and done, those three questions are going to impact our eternity. They're well worth thinking about now as we prepare to be with God forever. We're about to stand and sing our song of encouragement. I'd say I did it in less than 22 minutes, wouldn't you? I'll borrow that back some other time. Amen. But we're about to stand and sing our song of encouragement. It's amazing. You can say quite a lot in a little. And so consider this one of those times. If you need to be right with God, there's no better time than now. You can please the Lord in a way that maybe you never have before by putting His Son on in baptism, by acknowledging sin if you're a Christian and coming home. It'd make today end on a great note. Let us stand.